Yeah, it's been a good start. You know, they're getting acclimated to how we do things, how we meet, how we walk through, how we practice. So, but we've got a good group of guys that are eager to learn and like to compete. So that's a good foundation. A little bit better, Matt. Yeah, a little bit better. You know, I wouldn't say, you know, we're quite ready for a game, but it was definitely a step forward from yesterday. Yeah, it looks like they studied last night and they have a better understanding of where the practice field is, how to get there, the tempo that we want to practice at, things like that. So, yeah.
So this is our last time to see you for this camp.
Say this again, Mark.
This is our last time to see you for mini camp.
Is it? Camp. So it's not mandatory tomorrow?
We won't see you tomorrow. Right.
Oh, okay. I'm going to miss you.
I'll miss you. So how important are camps like this?
Very important, Mark. I mean, it's a chance for us to talk to these guys about our philosophy on the way we do things. It's a chance for us to evaluate them. It's a chance for guys to come in here that maybe, you know, weren't drafted or tryout guys to really, you know, start to make a name for themselves. So I think there's a lot of different things you get accomplished in these things. It's great for the coaches, for us to be back out on the grass coaching, you know, and get back into the swing of things in that regard. So it's important.
You guys that came on, Lincoln Williams.
Yeah.
Just your thoughts on him and what he can make.
Yeah, we have a lot of guys out here that can run. I mean, we've got some guys at all different positions relative to the positions they play. They all can run. Wendell's in that category. You know, we got a long way to go with all these guys, but a lot of guys that can run out here.
Special teams is one of the ways that rookies can make the roster. What are the points of emphasis that you're trying to get to them about special teams?
I would say that special teams is the main way that most of the skill players, young skill players, can make the team. That's probably the main way. You know, last year, if you look at our 53-man roster, at the end of the year, we had 18 guys on that roster that were undrafted in their careers. 18 guys. And a number of those guys, I would tell you, made their teams or made our team based on special teams. So that's something that we really emphasize. We have 3 special teams meetings per day during this camp. Larry, in the first team meeting, he speaks to the whole team about the importance of special teams. He talked to these guys today about a guy like Steve Tasker, who, when he came out, he was a 14th round draft pick of the Buffalo Bills, and you know, ended up being probably one of the greatest special teams players of all time. So special teams is very, very important.
We're kind of looking to see from Nick Martin and Tyler Urban as they kind of start to learn your offense and your offense.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are all, you know, again, Aaron, I'm not going to get into, like, going up and down the roster of how each guy's doing. I think they're all working hard. They're all learning. They're all trying to get into the swing of things as to how we do things. And you know, we've got an eager group. You can tell that they studied their playbooks last night. We ran basically the same plays today, you know, that we ran yesterday. So they all seem to learn from their mistakes, and everybody's coming along pretty well.
Hey, what's your message to these guys? Life in the NFL is a little short, and these guys only get so many opportunities. What do you tell them about the offense?
Yeah, that's what I tell them. You know, one of the things that we talk about is being able to take advantage of every opportunity that you're given. When the rest of the guys get here on Monday, you know, you'll see – these guys will see where their opportunities get less and less, you know, because now there'll be 90 guys here. So every single opportunity that they get in a drill, in a team period, in a 7-on-7, whatever it is, they've got to take full advantage of it.
Yeah.